Let me ask you this question, Mike. Does it matter to you that 83% of playing time is black players and 6 to 8% of the officiating is by white officials? I mean, in terms of the imbalance of officials, do you think that matters?
Well, you know what? I don't think that matters because I don't think David Stern would let a referee, okay? Did you see what happened earlier this year when Tim Duncan, well, in the playoffs, Tim Duncan was ejected, okay, by a white referee? Do you know what happened to that white ref? He was taken on the carpet. I don't know if he'll even be back next year just for smirking at the ref from the bench. Now, you can look into that and say, hey, maybe these two guys had a problem, but I don't think this referee goes out.
Well, was that referee, was that a pattern or was that just outright stupid?
By him, that is a pattern. I believe this is, his name is Joey Crawford.
Crawford,
he's
yes.
a white referee, and I believe there is a pattern of misbehavior by him. David Stern already called him on the carpet once. I believe you may not see Joey Crawford in the league next year, even with his status. He's been on his hands and knees now, mea culpaing to David Stern. I don't think it's going to make a matter. And David Stern now, because of this study, if anything good's come out of the study, it's, hey, guess what, guys? It's not going to be saying the same song and dance.
He took this to another level in the study, and the reason I asked today, he said that when principals decide who they're going to expel from school,
mm-hmm.
and judges decide who they're going to send us, and police who they're going to arrest, there's a race mm-hmm. consideration, all of these factors.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they only highlight basketball basically in the study.
Mm-hmm.
And do these basic biases stop at the basketball court? It's a question
no.
that the study raised.
Absolutely not. I believe that, you know, in baseball, there's work to be done. I believe football's trying to do a better job.